Grace had spotted Lovingdon three dances earlier, while she was waltzing with Lord Edmund Manning, a second son who was looking to better his position in life through marriage. She did not consider him a serious suitor, but based on Lovingdon's scowling, she couldn't help but brighten her smile. He lurked in the shadows like some misbegotten miscreant. She couldn't deny the pleasure that swept through her at the sight of him halfway hidden behind the fronds. He wasn't the shy sort, so she knew he was imitating a wallflower because he didn't want to deal with desperate mothers who might take delight in his presence. She could almost feel his gaze upon her, following her. When the present dance ended, her latest partner escorted her from the dance floor. "Thank you, Lord Ecroth," Grace said once she reached the sitting area where her maid waited for her. "I hope at the next ball you'll be kind enough to reserve two dances for me." He lifted her hand to his lips, raised his gaze to hers, "and that I might call on you tomorrow." "I can't promise you two dances, but I would, however, be delighted to have you pay a call." "Until tomorrow, then." He walked off and exited up the stairs, no doubt to join the gents in the gaming room. He'd made it clear where his interest resided and that she was the only one with whom he would dance. He was tall, with dark hair and swarthy skin. His mother came from Italy and had brought with her a small fortune. If rumours were to be believed, however, his father had not tended it well. "I hope you're not considering him." She swung her gaze around and smiled at Lovingdon. "Lord Ecroth?" He nodded. "He doesn't fancy you overmuch." She released a laugh of incredulity. "I dare say you're quick to judge. I have it on good authority that the opposite is true." "Well then, if you have such good authority, you have no need of my observation." He turned to go. She grabbed his arm. "Wait, I..." What could she say to hold him near? "I do value your opinion." He gave her a dark smile. "As well you should." She wanted to roll her eyes at his arrogance. Instead, she said with sincerity, "I didn't expect you to show." "I decided that I can't avoid balls for the rest of my life." "Actually, I suppose you could, but I'm glad you didn't. Has it been difficult?" "Not as difficult as I thought. I've been concentrating on who is here rather than who isn't. Who was that child you were dancing with earlier? I dare say he's not taken a razor to his face yet." Discreetly, she gave his arm a light punch. "Lord Edmund Manning, a second son, who was honest enough to tell me that he is determined to better himself through marriage." "I hope you informed him that it would not be through marriage to you." "I was not that blunt, but I doubt he'll send me flowers in the morning."